AIDS is public enemy number one in Swaziland. Uzbek authorities shut down a dozen foreign religious organizations, and language barriers are keeping Christ from 6 million in Mexico. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The sub-Saharan death toll in the HIV/AIDS pandemic rivals that of the Holocaust of World War II. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins says, according to the United Nations, if nothing changes by the year 2025, the Kingdom of Swaziland could be extinct.
The question we have to ask ourselves in our age is, why are so many people dying of a preventable disease?
Hoskins proposed that question to Swaziland's government along with a proposed solution. The result?
They're handing their character education time slot over to the Book of Hope to work Book of Hope into their curriculum, to do a values-based education built around a biblical worldview, and do an AIDS prevention program. 10 weeks mandatory in the schools, and we're actually training their teachers.
Hoskins says the gospel can make a difference, and that holds hope for the country.
It will go extinct if there's not a change in their belief, which modifies their behavior. And, of course, we believe those answers are found in God's Word, and now the Swazi government has allowed us this tremendous opportunity.
Meanwhile, Forum 18 reports authorities in Uzbekistan have shut down around 12 foreign charities and humanitarian organizations. The closures came over suspicions of the group's religious affiliations. Cited reasons for the closures have been alleged missionary activity by staff members. Government spokespersons have not clarified if religiously affiliated charities are now barred from the country. Pray as this causes obvious concern for those working in the region. You're listening to Mission Network News. They're celebrating at Wycliffe Bible Translators.
We celebrated 14 different scriptures. Many of those were New Testaments being completed, but in a couple of cases it was what is called a mini-Bible. That's a complete New Testament, and then selections from the Old Testament.
That's Wycliffe's Ruth Hubbard. These translations represent 3.6 million people. While this is a great celebration, Hubbard says they're far from being done.
There are about 1,500 language projects that are in process right now, and around 2,500 languages where a program has not even begun.
Unfortunately, retirement is having a huge impact on their work.
To replace them, as well as to meet the growing needs for translation, we're looking to recruit thousands of people in the next 10 to 15 years.
The big need now is people to pray for projects not yet started. Meanwhile, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board reports more than 6 million people in Mexico remain without the truth of Christ because of language barriers. Mexico includes indigenous speakers of more than 300 languages and dialects unrelated to Spanish. The Lacey Church Planning Team is engaged in specialized cross-cultural work among the more than 160 language groups in the state of Oaxaca. Pray for wisdom, safety, and resource development as this outreach grows. And the World Evangelical Alliance is telling people in North America about the plight of suffering believers around the world through two events. WEA's Jeff Tunnicliffe says one of the events is through their global briefing tour.
God is doing so many tremendous things around the world, and there's so many stories that we could tell. So we decided to bring a team of people from around the world to travel across to several cities in North America to give a global briefing of what God is doing, not only through the persecuted church, but in many different parts of the world.
The global briefing tour ends this week, and then November 12th is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. MNN will once again be airing a special IDOT broadcast. Tunnicliffe says,
we're just thrilled to partner with you, and we're just so deeply grateful for the work that you do at Mission Network News to get the message out that so many people just don't hear about.
The broadcast will feature music, great speakers, and prayers from people all over the world. Contact your local station for airtime information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God. The CD focuses on the suffering Christian's experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.